It is Locked On Jazz for the 19th of May. Bojan Bogdanović out for the quote-unquote season. What does that mean, and how do we answer it if we end up playing a season? Walt Perrin signs with the New York Knicks as their new assistant general manager. What's the impact on the Jazz front office, and what's the loss of Walt Perrin? Plus, more news about heading toward a return to play. A news-heavy Locked On Jazz. Hello, I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and a lot of news to talk about. It's crazy. We actually have, like, real stuff. We're not doing a what-if today. We actually have news to talk about. And then the irony is that I'm late with the show. Apologize. I had one thing I really, really wanted to get done today. It was a bike ride, and I wanted to get in about, I got it. I'm very proud of myself. I got in my first 30-mile ride of the year. The only problem was the wind was horrendous. So, anyway, all right. Yesterday, news came out that Bojan Bogdanović, who has had just an incredible year for the Jazz, is out for the season and will not play again until the return of next season, if there is a season this year. So let's back up to how it happened. Very, very early in the year, Bojan Bogdanović had an injury to his wrist. I mean, this is the guy who, remember, had a pretty serious sprained ankle. Game one, game two, he sat out. And game three, he was like, I'm not sitting out anymore, I'm playing. Well, that's kind of how he was about the wrist. This guy has played 82 games in every 80 or 82 games in every season he's played. He was gonna play all the way through on this thing. But the impact of this delay is that if you're someone like Bojan and your plan is, all right, I'm gonna play through the season, see if it gets better. If it doesn't, then I'll have surgery. Then all of a sudden, what happens is now with the delay of the season, you don't actually have enough time in between the two seasons to be able to go get a surgery and then be ready to play next year. I mean, I think we all anticipate that the season is going to start in December. So we're 7 months away from the next season starting, which is still an awfully long way away. But even with that knowledge, if we play July and August and get into September, well, then all of a sudden you're only 3 months away. And it starts to get awfully tight. And frankly, we're still uncertain. It does. All indications are we're going to play the end of the season, but there could be, you know, numerous things could happen that go wrong that change that feeling along the way. So, I think you have to be, you know, really careful making decisions, assuming that. And so what's happened here is that Bojan's been off for over 2 months and the wrist still hurts. And he's, you know, he thought it still hurt because he kept banging it and hitting it and being bothered by it. I talked to him a lot about it throughout the year. And he just, you know, and I think he had kind of said, it's one of those things, you just keep hitting it, you never have a chance for it to get better. Well, all of a sudden you're not hitting it, doesn't get better. So you got to get it done. And this is a blow, right? I mean, this is a guy who's got a 24% usage rate, meaning he uses 24% of the possessions on the floor. He's in the 90th percent in points per scoring attempt. He's actually, he came to us with a reputation of being a non-passer. The last 2 years, his scoring has increased. His assist rate and his passing has greatly increased as well. His shooting is awesome. 41% from three with a banged up wrist, right? Like with a wrist that needs surgery, the guy shot 41% from three, 90% from the line, and hit a bunch of game winners to make us awfully happy. The guy's just a stud. So this, you know, hey, it's a blow. With Bojan on the floor this year, the Jazz shooting was 4 percentage points better when he was on the floor than when he was off. They were 10 points better per 100 possessions with him on the floor than when he was off. Pretty incredible. That's in the 93rd percentile of all players. Our offensive rebounding is lower when he's on the floor, but our free throw rate is way up. Defensively, were actually better this year when he's on the floor than when he's off the floor. Now he usually plays with Rudy. We don't force as many turnovers when he's on the floor. He's not a great defensive player, but Quinn had found a way, you know, for him to not be, to not have a problem and to not be any type of a problem defensively. We had a bunch of lineups that we used with him that were just, you know, simply terrific. Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Bojan Bogdanovic, Joe Ingles, and Rudy Gobert was a plus 15. Put Mike Conley in that lineup. Take Joe Ingles out. We were plus 11. Take Jordan Clarkson in and Mike Conley and Joe Ingles out. So you have Royce O'Neal in. We were plus 11. Even put Emmanuel Mudiay in with Royce O'Neal, Joe Ingles, Bojan Bogdanovic, and Rudy. And we're plus 22. Now, give Quinn Snyder a lot of credit. He matched Bojan Bogdanovic's minutes with Rudy Gobert's minutes. The most minutes Bojan Bogdanovic played with any lineup that was not with Rudy Gobert this year, or possessions, 48 possessions with Jeff Green in one lineup, 37 with Tony Bradley. So, you know, hey, if you put Rudy Gobert off the floor and Bojan Bogdanovic on the floor, it just didn't happen very often, which is part of the reason why all those numbers are so great. Credit to Quinn. He only played 363 possessions all year with Rudy off the court. We were in the sixth percentile of differential in those, a minus 12. Our defense was horrendous in those circumstances. About a 120 in the fourth percentile. So the Jazz coaching staff had figured out how to maximize Bojan Bogdanovic. So now what? Well, with Bojan Bogdanovic off the floor, and you look at our lineups of who we are and what we've done this year, you're going to see we get thin pretty quickly. I think you become almost an eight-man rotation at this point. So I think you become a lineup of you're playing Joe Ingles, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, and Jordan Clarkson in your backcourt. Then you're playing Royce O'Neal and George Niang as your power forwards, and Tony Bradley and Rudy Gobert as your centers. What's interesting about trying to evaluate the Jazz with and whether those lineups are going to work without Bojan Bogdanovic, there's no sample size, because the most possessions any lineup has without Bojan Bogdanovic on the floor and Rudy Gobert on the floor is 36 possessions. There's not enough. Like, I saw some people tweeting out what the lineup data was. Stop. There's not enough data, because we matched Bojan Bogdanovic and Rudy Gobert's minutes at all times. So it's just not one we can tell. Now, you can start to try to play around with, like, concepts that, you know, if Rudy Gobert's on the floor and Royce O'Neal's at power forward, but you just don't have, like someone tweeted that out. It was kind of a joke, right? Like, it's got 15 possessions. There just is not data for it. So we don't really know. But I do think we get awfully thin, awfully fast there. Because I don't know who else, you know, it's basically Royce O'Neal as your power forward with George Niang as your backup. Those are two below average rebounders for that position. Rudy would have to be great. Tony Bradley might be the player I would guess makes the biggest jump because of the COVID break of anyone. Like, I think he had gotten way better than anyone as the season was going on. And now he suddenly has an opportunity to show it. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is rebuilding how you feel about health and energy bars. Built Bar tastes great. Almost marshmallowy would be the way I would describe a Built Bar. Unbelievable flavors, great opportunities, or great variety on their different things, made with real chocolate, so it almost feels like a candy bar, and then the macros on it are amazing. So instead of the leading men's bar out there, you're ending up with far less carbs, far less sugar, and you're getting all of the benefits of the protein. So the protein in a Built Bar compared to that of a men's leading bar, you're getting 5 more grams, 15 to 10. But instead of 21 sugar grams, you're getting just 4. Instead of 38 carbs, you're getting 5. And the fat grams are low at just 4. It's just fabulous. Check it out at BuiltBar.com and then put in the promo code LOCKEDON and you get $10 off your first order. That's BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCKEDON gets you $10 off your first order. Today's show is also brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. The crew over at Murdoch, Blake, and everyone's done amazing work for you and everyone out there to make sure that they have, first, answer your needs in this time, and two, sell a lot of cars and make people happy. With 0% APR for 84 months and no payments till 2021, and the Murdoch Sure program, Murdoch Hyundai is one of the leaders in the country in Hyundais sold recently. In fact, I think they're top 5. It's the Murdoch Sure. Cleaning crews are working hard to disinfect the dealership multiple times a day. Increased cleaning touch points everywhere. Hospital-grade hand sanitizer stations. And then they'll bring the car to you if you want. Every service technician does a full wipe down of the vehicle after you bring it back. They're doing, you can buy the car online. They'll bring the test drive to you. It's all part of the Murdoch Sure program that has led to this remarkable success they've had, or at least, you know, continuing to do business. It's hard to say success when everyone else is struggling, but you know, you understand what I'm saying, that they've found a way to do this well, streamlined purchasing, flexible test driving, transparent pricing. These are the things that make it for you. The Murdoch, the Santa Fe gets you 72, it's incredible, 72 months, 0%. The Palisade I just finished driving is amazing. And I am driving the new Sonata sedan. Check it out. It is a fun car, drives great. Has every bell and whistle on it. It's all at Murdoch Hyundai, located in Linden, Logan, as well as at 4646 South State Street. And please send me an email at dlock09@gmail.com. If you are heading over there, please let me know so that I can set you up with whatever meeting you want. That is Murdoch Hyundai. All right, Walt Perrin moves on. Just, you know, quite frankly, if you're wondering, like, is this a statement about something about the Jazz? I don't think so. From talking to Walt, too good an offer to pass up. The, you know, assistant general manager job for Walt is a step up from what he was doing with the Jazz. Leon Rose is redoing the Knicks. So here's a guy who's labored, worked, done his job for all these years, and now he's getting rewarded. I know Walt pretty well. He's one of my favorite people in the organization. I'd call him a close friend as well as a work associate. He's got a great energy to him. I think you've seen him in a lot of those interviews he does during draft workouts. He's the master of the draft workout. He's, you know, he got the great workouts, the Tony Bradley workout was a great one. The Rudy Gobert workout was a great one. The Donovan Mitchell workout. You know, he's the one who's been able to get these agents to bring in workouts at the right time with the right players to get the right, you know, matchup of talent in these workouts. He's kind of been the master of that. That's one of the great things he's done for this organization. I mean, his scouting, his understanding of the game is superb, but his relationship after all these years with clients and with that, I think, are what makes him absolutely kind of the shining star that he was in the Knicks now gain that. So the Jazz, here's from a standpoint like, well, what does it mean to the organization? Okay, you lost a great person, and you lost someone who's good at their job. But to the credit of Dennis Lindsay and Justin Zanuck, they've built an organization that has great depth. You probably don't know all of these names yet. You will. Dennis runs a ship that is a very open, all reports and what everybody says about it is a very open to conversation. Dennis prides himself, if you listen to Dennis in the interviews, talking about how he wants an open, he wants an open forum for people to say things. He wants people to be able to voice their opinions, no matter who they might be in the where, you know, in the pecking order of the organization. So they're not, you know, you don't feel as though you're quieted. That's something that if you listen to Dennis interviews, he talks about a lot. He very much prides himself on that collective point of view toward everything. And so that's what he's built in this front office. And so he's got a collection of people that, you know, you've heard of Justin Zanuck, the general manager. You've heard of assistant general manager David Morway. And then you have kind of an interesting, so Walt Perrin was vice president of player personnel, and he predominantly worked on college and been there for 12 years. And then Dave Fredman, director of pro player personnel. Then under, and then Richard Smith is international scouting. And then underneath that, there's a level of really good young up-and-comers. So Andrew Mealy, Marquise Newman. You might not know these guys' names yet, but they're really strong, good at their doing. Dennis hired his son, Ryan Lindsay, who has been working with the organization as well. So there's another young up-and-comer. They also have... Bart Taylor is the general manager of the Salt Lake Stars and is super talented. He's done a great job with the Stars, but he's also just a very, very talented individual. And so there's another name for you. So there's a lot of people in the next tier of talent, or and it's not tier of talent, tier of jobs in that front office that you might not know or have heard of that are really, really good. And so how is the organization prepared to take the next step? Pretty well. I mean, that's something that really has, you know, done well. And the initial word on this is that they're going to divide the responsibilities up in-house. I think the first question you have to ask yourself if you're the organization is, do we need another voice? And I don't know the answer. That's their decision. They know when they're, are they all like-minded? Do they need an outside point of view? Do they need somebody to bring a fresh look on things? Have they become too insular? That happens after a while in any business. So that's the first decision. If that decision is no, we've got a marketplace of ideas here. We all, you know, are working together. Then they've got the talent there that they need to have, and they don't need to do a great amount of other. I think you don't need to bring in because they have super talented up and comers in the business. In some of the guys that I just mentioned to you. So I think, you know, that's probably, you know, from, you know, something, you know, who are you going to hire? How are you going to replace him? You're going to miss Walt Perrin because Walt Perrin is a wonderful person to have around. And because Walt Perrin is a guy that frankly has just such great contacts. And so, you know, do David Morway and Justin Zanuck have those contacts? Of course they do. And they will have to find a way to equal what has been built there. Today's show brought to you in part by Grip Six Belts, grip6.com. Utah company that has really changed the way I wear belt. Like, this is my new belt, like, all the time. Why? No flaps, no holes, perfect fit. Padded system where the belt comes in underneath the buckle and hooks and then fits perfectly behind the belt so you don't have a flap. Also, creativity in the fact that the buckle and the strap are interchangeable. So when you buy the two-pack builder of any two belts, you get 20% off. You also really get four belts. That's what's so cool about Grip 6. Go to grip6.com, and then under men's, they've got some really cool new things. The Ultralight series is brand new. The Ember Belt is already sold out. They're just flying off the shelves. The red one that everyone loved. I really liked the Vert Bronze Belt, and I got that one. They also have a really cool Slope Gunmetal and a Horizon. So check those out. You can buy the webbing and the belt, and then you put it in your two-pack together, and you work that. They also have the new Workman's work belt. These are for a little heavier. They work well for concealed carry. They work well for your work belt. They've got a little bit more power to them, and they've got creative buckles on that one as well. And then there's the regular standard. I got to admit, the Black Ninja has always been one of my favorites right out of the chute. That's the first one I ever got. I thought it looked really cool, and I've loved that. So check it all out. Grip6.com. Also, a really new conservation series that they have with 10% of the gross donated to our conservation partners with the honeycomb belt. That's one of my favorites. Also, then if you have certain other favorites, like you can check it out. So it's all at grip6.com. Best deal for you is the two pack buckle. Can I say it? Do you think I can get it out? Do you think I can actually get this out? Let's try it again. The two-pack builder belts for you. That's not nice to a broadcaster. Just make sure in your comment section you put Locked On Jazz if you don't mind. Thank you very much. All right, final thing today. A bunch of news heading us toward playing again. New York, Texas, California all say sports can continue without fans June 1st. Major League Baseball is talking about having empty seats with banners. 11% of Major League Baseball sales are in sponsorship deals. And so they need to, that's a way for them to make it up. And then the other thing of interest is, I didn't realize, but tennis put on a tournament that makes total sense. Tennis is the perfect sport. You have two players playing against each other. You end up doing putting their seats on the opposite side. They mark their balls for them. So they're each only playing their own balls. They bring their own towels, their own drinks. It makes sense. But these are great moments. We're beginning to see what it takes for each of these things to take place and to play. And, you know, testing is going to be the most vital piece of this puzzle. But I think everyone has some confidence that will take place along the way. So it should be kind of interesting there for you to watch all these take place, but it does seem we're just kind of moving. There's a bunch of, we'll deal with tomorrow. I was really planning on doing it today, but we've got so much news on that Major League Baseball study and what it shows. By the way, AT&T Sportsnet will start a series Monday night with the matchups against the 98 Bulls. They're going to rebroadcast Malone's 35-11 game from the regular season. Then also the rally from 24 back behind Stockton on May 20th will be, that's the 98 game. And then they'll game one of the NBA finals in overtime when the Jazz win. So this week, tomorrow and the next day, there'll be new ones. And then they're going to review the 97 finals for June 1, 3, and 5. So a lot of fun games coming up, and then and a Donovan package and a Rudy package as well in there. They haven't announced anything after June 12th. So hopefully then we're getting closer and closer to getting back out on the floor. All right, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been Locked On Jazz. Tomorrow we'll dig a little deeper. Daily DeVars to DLock09. And we'll look at that Major League Baseball proposal and see where we are and get back to the what ifs. Thanks very much for tuning in. Have a great day. It is a Wednesday edition or Tuesday edition. So make sure you tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast, Chad Ford's NBA Big Board.